98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Right now, if you'd like to sit in a cold, dark room and get out of the heat, we want to do just that for you with some IMC cinema passes. We'll send you some if you send us a little win in a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98. Your little win can be absolutely anything at all, whatever you want it to be. We'd love to hear it. But maybe your little win is that you've woken up this morning nice and cool because you had a good setup in the bedroom last night. Did you have a fan on the go? Mm-hmm. Did you do a cold water bottle? Did you put the sheets in the freezer before you went to bed?
Someone doing that yesterday.
Someone said they tried to put the whole duvet in. They must have a chest
a
freezer.
Freezer.
Yeah. Maybe you had an Irish mammy salad for dinner last night or a barbecue.
Boiled egg.
I'd say the smell of barbecues wafting over Dublin last night was insane. Or maybe you were at one of the many, many gigs that were on last night. Perhaps you were at Marty Park for Lewis Capaldi and CMAT. Whatever your little win is, we'd love to hear it. 0877 98 98 98. Maybe it's like Jill's.
My little win is that we're looking forward to Air Force Pride as a married couple, myself and Pauline. And it's also my birthday on Monday. And I'm looking forward to a good weekend. Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye. Oh, Jill, happy birthday and happy Pride. We'd love to hear your little wins. Brendan, what is yours this morning?
My little win this morning is that for the first time in my life, I am finally getting to see Robin play live. I've been a massive fan of Robin for like, I'd say it's like the guts of like 20 years. And the
She's been around for so long. She's got so many great songs.
I was supposed to see her. The very first year I ever went to Electric Picnic, I can't remember what year it was, Robin played twice. And I missed her twice. Yeah. And then Robin's never played live in Ireland since. So tonight, I was eating garlic cheese chips and talking in Jimi Hendrix.
Ah, yeah.
That's what was going on.
Missed her twice. That's very unfortunate.
Unfortunate. Yeah. So tonight, I'm going to rectify that and I'm going to see Robin live in Three Arena. And
I can't wait. She's going to be amazing.
So I'll see you there if you're going. What is your little win?
My little win is that I read a fabulous new book when I was away in Florence over the weekend. Do you know when you're waiting in the airport and on the plane and X, Y, and Z? It was great to have something to keep me occupied. Yeah. And the book is fantastic. It's called The Names. So it's by an author called Florence Knapp. It's her first ever novel. And it is about a woman who has a child and the way life would have played out if she'd named her child three different names. Mm-hmm. So there's Bear, there's Julian, and there's Gordon.
Oh, very good.
The novel in chapters flips between each of the names in a parallel universe.
Love it.
So it's just absolutely fantastic if you're looking for a summer read, a read in general. And it's one of those books I'm like, this is so good. Surely it's going to be made into a film.
Okay.
Like, now, surely.
Who's getting it next? Marguerite or me?
My mum. I think my mum does want to read it. So
I'm reading the book at the moment, so you can pass it on to your mum first.
My mum will read it really fast, right? So I'll give it to my mum this weekend. And then I'd say I'll have it for you the week after.
Brilliant, thanks so much.
I love reading the physical book. I know people are mad for the Kindle and everything, but I just love the feel of a book in my hands.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Sean in Cabra, who says, my little win is my dog is really enjoying the paddling pool we got in the middle aisle last week. That's adorable.
Oh, I need a paddling pool. The heat.
Same.
Oh, good morning to Sinead, who's in Balbriggan. Sinead, how are you?
Morning. How are you? Good. Good.
We're good. Thanks, Sinead. Tell us, what is your little win this morning?
My little win is I'm finished work on Friday for the whole summer because I'm working a preschool. So I'm off all summer from Friday with my kids. So I cannot wait.
Oh my gosh, Sinead, that is amazing. Yeah. So exciting after all your hard work during the year. What are your plans for the summer ahead?
We're going to Spain now in a couple of weeks, the five of us. And we'll be going to Wexford as well.
Oh, lovely.
My favorite.
Taking in all the sunshine. What part of Spain are you going to go to, Sinead?
It's just a campsite just outside Barcelona.
Brilliant. And have you done that type of holiday before?
We did, yeah. It's actually really good. We went to Croatia last year and it was brilliant. They loved it, so we're going to do it again. It's just you have lots of freedom, you know, when you go to these campsites, there's lots to do.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're so excited.
Excellent stuff. Sinead, we're delighted that you've got the summer off and that you're off to Spain and the sunny southeast as well. Thanks for sharing your little win. We're going to send you some IMC cinema passes.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers, Sinead. Cheers, you Sinead. Too. Bye-bye. Oh my gosh, the summer off.
Yeah. Fab.
And that weather as well.
I'm telling
just
you.
Lifts the spirits. Yep. Melanie's in Coolockin and has been on with the little win as well.
My little win is I got out of my bed at 5:30 this morning to go on a little 6K run, and now I'm done and dusted for the day to go into the walk in this sweltering heat.
Melanie, good for you.
Fingers crossed at the aircon in the office for you.
This is it. And here's Lorna.
Good morning. My name is Lorna and my little win is I'm going to Lewis Capaldi tonight, and today is also my fake Friday.
Sorry, fake Friday. I love it.
Fake Friday.
Lorna, that gig's going to be absolutely brilliant. I saw some videos from last night with CMAT supporting. You're going to have an absolute ball.
Definitely get there in time to see the support. CMAT is 11 out of 10.
Unreal. Guys, thank you so much for sharing your little wins this morning. Melanie, Lorna and Sinead, we are sending you out some IMC cinema passes. You can go to the cinema.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, she won our hearts on the telly and has been absolutely conquering ballrooms and stages ever since, about to step into the most iconic pink heels in showbiz. The brilliant Amber Davies is coming to Dublin to play Elle Woods in Legally Blonde the musical.
Oh, thank goodness, my favourite venue.
At the Borgosh Energy Theatre.
Yeah.
Amber, good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
We're great.
Thanks for having me.
A huge congratulations to you on the role of Elle Woods. What an icon. Where were you when you found out that you'd landed the role?
I was standing outside of Leicester Square Station in London. I was just about to do a show in the Coliseum. I was doing The Great Gatsby there, and it was a couple of hours after my audition, and my agent called me, and I was thinking, oh, he's checking in to see how it went, and he said, congratulations.
You got it that quick?
And I said, are they sure? And yeah, I think it was one of the most memorable moments in my career. Same day offer, it's unheard of, you know, but...
Did you have a gut feeling when you did the audition? Did you feel like it had gone well?
My first round for it was, I thought, ooh, I really got on with the director, Nikolai. I got on with everybody in the room. I thought, this could be good. But actually, my final didn't go that great because the night before, I just moved into my new house. I didn't have any blinds in the new home.
Yeah.
So I actually woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And eventually, when I went into my final, I think it was about 12 o'clock, my eyes were barely open.
Yeah, the day was done.
The day was done. And it was piping hot. I remember being on the tube thinking, oh my gosh, get me off. But yeah, it must have gone well.
Oh, it certainly did. You obviously nailed it. Obviously, the role has been made famous by Reese Witherspoon in the movie. How have you put your own Amber stamp on it?
For me, when I sat down with the script, I just went with my gut instinct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to add my own life experience to it as well. If there's certain moments in the show that I can relate to, I will go there mentally. But it was lovely because when we walked into the rehearsal room, Nikolai, the director, wanted to start from scratch. He really wanted it to be a collaborative kind of rehearsal space. So I felt like there is a lot of Amber in the DNA of the show.
Yeah.
She is a relatable person, and I think that everything she stands for, in the way that she behaves and treats people, is relatable in this current day. So yeah. I wanted people to see a bit of themselves when watching the show.
Gemini vegetarian.
Gemini vegetarian, yeah, which is
double Capricorn moon.
Describes Rebecca to a T. Have you played to an Irish audience before?
Yeah. I've done the Borgosh twice.
Have you?
Oh, it's my favourite venue, honestly, because you can always rely on the Irish to bring the bants and the vibes.
Yeah, no, it's great. An Irish audience is just always so up for it.
Yeah, and that, like, we love a collaborative performance. Like, we love to hear the laughs, we love the whoops, and the Irish do provide that.
Yeah.
They certainly do. What's your favourite thing to do when you're in Dublin? Because you're going to be here for 2 whole weeks.
Yes. Well, I've done all the touristy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I am doing doing like a gigantic call out if anybody wants to. I'm going to have a pamper 2 weeks, I think.
Ooh.
I'm going to get my nails done, head, and I want a facial.
Lovely.
I want to try the Irish ways. Basically, I want an Irish glow up.
Yeah.
So if you hear this, hit me up. My Instagram's amb_D.
Sorry, I love that. And the nails as well. It's so appropriate for your character in
Legally
Blonde
too. Because I say, she says, classy lawyer pink it is. That's what Paulette says to me. So my nails need to be like a beautiful shade of pink.
Yeah, they certainly do. Are you going to do a bend and snap when you go to the nail bar?
If they want to.
Of course.
Anything they want.
There is a nail bar that Rebecca and now I am also a fan of. So basically, as part of my Christmas present last year, Rebecca got me a gift card to go to this nail bar.
Okay.
She's been going for years. She's been saying that they have a gentleman's section to it and you can go and get a pedicure.
Oh, wow.
It's called Stephen Ann.
It's called Stephen Ann. It's in Harold's Cross.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up.
We will.
And basically, I was never going to get around to... She was like, you're going to love it, you're going to love it, you're going to love it. And I just never... And then she went... There's a gift card, go. It's unbelievable.
No. It's life-changing.
I felt like I was walking on clouds after.
I just hope the weather's good when we come.
Yeah.
We're
coming July 7th to the 18th or 19th.
Yeah, July is, you know, the chances are it should be pretty good.
I should go on one of those boats, really. You know that you wear the crown on.
Oh, the Viking Splash.
Yeah, I've got to go on the Viking Splash.
I was tormented by that for years. I lived along the route and if I was in bed asleep... So you know the whole thing is that they roar.
I have a bit of PTSD. I think I have to do that, right?
You certainly do.
Can we chat about Strictly for a second? Obviously,
you stepped in for Danny
last year.
I did.
How excited are you to see her back this year?
You know, when I saw the announcement that she was back, I thought, yes, please, because... When they called me and said, look, would you fancy doing it? In my mind, although I was so super excited to be like, oh my gosh, this is my opportunity. I did think, oh, she must be absolutely gutted because Strictly, everybody wants to do Strictly. Mm. So when I saw the announcement, I thought, yes, Team Danny the entire way. Although they've just got Chris Appleton.
Yes, saw that.
How have I missed out on that? 1 year out, he could have been my personal hairdresser.
He could have been your hairdresser.
He
could have got you fully Legally Blonde for this new era. What do you think of the new hosting lineup?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, really
Listen,
cool.
Strictly's a well-oiled machine. I feel like a change-up is always good, you know? But what a gorgeous lineup. It's going to be amazing. But I do feel grateful that I got to do it with Tess and Claude because
Legends.
They're icons.
Absolute icons.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, we're so excited to see you in Legally Blonde, the musical. Is there something next on your list that you'd love to do? Like, you know, you've done a lot already, but is there a show that you're like...
I'd love to get proposed to.
Okay.
That's more of a personal
thing.
Okay,
that's more of a personal... I love that.
I love
Anyone
that.
In mind?
Yes, my partner. So, well, this is more of a hint than anything, if he's listening to 98FM. Career-wise, I'm easy, you know?
Well, make sure we get your nails done in Dublin before he gets down on one knee.
Straight to Stephen Ann.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Legally Blonde, the musical. It's going to be at the Borgosh from the 7th of July to the 18th. Amber Davies, thanks for coming to see
us. Thanks for having me. Book your tickets.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Here we go! 98FM's Big Breakfast.
This is the newest game on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Who's laughing now? It's really simple. All you need to do to win a €500 flight voucher is tell us who this very famous person's laugh is. hoping to win that voucher this morning is Rebecca in Blackrock. You're on 98FM. Rebecca, how are you?
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Rebecca, have you been enjoying the good weather this week?
Oh, Rebecca, it's been fabulous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Just glorious. Have you any summer holiday plans, Rebecca?
I do indeed. We're heading to Spain on Monday for a week, myself and my husband. Looking forward to that. Yeah, yeah. Very
Amazing.
Lucky.
Amazing. You're going to have the sun this week and then next week in Spain. Win-win.
That's it. Yes.
Fabulous stuff. Well, fingers crossed you're about to win a flight voucher. You could be off on your holidays again, Rebecca.
Fantastic.
Who's laughing now?
So I think it is Roy Keane.
Is it Roy Keane?
It's not,
Rebecca.
Not to worry. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And next up, we have Amy in Glasnevin. Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks, Amy. Are you enjoying all this lovely weather?
Well, I'm kind of looking out at the weather, so I could be enjoying it more, I'd say.
Do you think you'll have a barbecue this evening, Amy?
Oh, God, no. God, oh. That would burn down the house.
We're
not confident enough in outdoor cooking. We'll stay indoors just to be safe.
Are you confident with the indoor cooking, Amy?
Well, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Okay.
You know what? Enough. Cook inside, eat outside, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Al fresco dining.
Love it.
Amy, we have your chance right now to win a €500 flight voucher. If you can tell us who's laughing now.
I think it's Brian Cox.
Is it Brian Cox?
It's not, Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
Thanks for trying.
Okay, no worries.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's not Brian Cox.
And it's not Roy Keane. And all the incorrect guesses are up on our website, 98fm.com/laugh. And if you would like to have a go tomorrow morning to try and win that €500 flight voucher, just WhatsApp laugh and your name to 0877 98
98 98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
The sun is out and so are the seagulls.
Yes, in a tale as old as time, seagulls are now causing chaos at a pub garden in England. The problem is at a Wetherspoons in Norwich.
What have they done now?
The place is called the Glass House. It used to offer customers a refund if a seagull swiped their food.
Oh, really?
But the frequency of the thefts has now become so much that it's forced management to change tack.
Well, they used to be out of business, Brendan.
Yeah. Well, instead of blaming the birds, they've now popped up signs warning customers that they're responsible for protecting their food, right?
Yep.
Now, confusingly, the new sign reads, so it's an A4 printed page stuck up on the window, right? This is how it reads. Seagulls! ! So it reads like they're addressing the gulls.
The seagulls and not the humans.
Please do not leave your food unattended at any time. We are unable to refund or recook any meals that are taken by seagulls.
They need to stick up a gazebo.
Because the seagulls don't come under.
No.
Yeah. Apparently chips are their favourite item to snatch.
Oh, yeah.
So people are now scrapping online over whether it's the pub's responsibility to get rid of the birds or the customer's job to guard their food. I was walking down the street only yesterday evening and I was having a little snack.
What were you eating?
I was eating a couple of chicken goujons. I was starving.
Sorry.
I was going for a spin class and I needed to eat something quickly.
Hold on. Where did you get the chicken goujons?
The Dunn's Stores Deli.
Okay. I was thinking for a moment. Did Brendan cook himself some chicken goujons
and then bring them
in a little box?
No, I just got a couple of goujons from the deli and I was eating them. But like, my trick is
before the spin class.
I was starving. Yeah. I had to eat something. So my trick is if you walk along the edge, close to the edge of the building.
Yeah.
They don't really swoop for you. They'll only swoop for you if you're out in the open.
Very brave, Brendan.
So anyway, look, so they're now scrapping over whose job it is. Obviously, this bar in Wetherspoons or in Norwich didn't hear our experiment. All they need to do is offer the customer some googly eyes and that will keep the seagulls away from their food. It was proven. The video is on 98FM's Instagram.
It is.
At 98FM Dublin. If you stick googly eyes in your food, they will not take it.
They'll stick some on your chicken goujons yesterday?
I didn't, no. I just clutched them close to my own chest. Finally this morning, a man who's a professional air conditioner cleaner has broken the world record for the loudest ever shout.
Oh.
He's an Australian fella with a great name, Joseph McGrail Baitup. That's his full name.
Joseph McGrail Baitup.
Joseph McGrail Baitup. As well as being a professional air conditioner cleaner, Joseph is an honorary town crier. It's kind of qualified.
Is that like the person says, hear ye.
So for this, he yelled the word now at an ear-splitting 122.4 decibels. I want to put that in context for you. That's the same as a clap of thunder, a chainsaw, or a pneumatic drill.
Wow.
And to compare, so we did 122 decibels. 130 decibels is how loud a jet taking off sounds when it's about 100 metres away.
Some power.
It is really loud. Here is a bit of Jonathan showing off how loud he can shout.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I wonder, is he a good singer?
Yeah, maybe he could be. So yeah, he yelled the word now obviously in an Australian accent. Joseph's booming.
Sorry, is that what he's saying in that clip?
No, okay. That's just him, I think, doing a bit of his town crier stuff and said his booming voice was officially recorded at a radio studio in Canberra. The 58-year-old said he couldn't really practice because he needed to save his voice.
Oh, vocal rest.
For the world record judges.
It took me 7 attempts just for one word, which was the word now. And my voice was shot for the next couple of days.
Well done to that man.
Now, Joseph took the record from a teacher in Northern Ireland.
Seriously?
Yeah. Back in 1994, Annalisa Flanagan roared the word quiet at 121.7 decibels.
Very impressive.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.